American Language Course, Book 15, Tape 4D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 4D. Look at Figure 1. Listen and repeat. You should get a medical checkup every year. You should get a yearly medical checkup. You should get a medical checkup yearly. Number 2. We get the paper every day. We get the daily newspaper. We get the newspaper daily. Number 3. They checked the baby's temperature every hour. They checked the baby's hourly temperature. They checked the baby's temperature hourly. Number 4. He gets a paycheck every month. He gets a monthly paycheck. He gets a paycheck monthly. Number 5. She watches the same TV program every night. She watches the same nightly TV program. She watches the same TV program nightly. Look at Figure 2. Listen to statements. Circle the letter of the statement which means the same. Number 1. You should get a medical checkup every year. Number 2. We get the paper every day. Number 3. They checked the baby's temperature every hour. Number 4. He gets a paycheck every month. Number 5. She watches the same TV program every night. Number 6. The boys play soccer every week. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is A. Repeat. You need a checkup every year. You need a checkup yearly. Number 2 is C. Repeat. We get the paper every day. We get the daily paper. Number 3 is B. Repeat. They checked the baby's temperature every hour. They checked the baby's temperature hourly. Number 4 is B. Repeat. He gets a paycheck every month. He gets a monthly paycheck. Number 5 is A. Repeat. She watches the same TV program every night. She watches the same TV program nightly. Number 6 is C. Repeat. The boys play soccer every week. The boys play soccer weekly. Look at Figure 3. Answer the questions you hear. Use the words in Figure 3. Number 1. Does she watch the same program every night? Repeat, yes, she watches the same program nightly. Number two, does he get a paycheck monthly? Repeat, no, he gets a paycheck weekly. Number three, does Bill take medicine every day? Repeat, yes, Bill takes medicine daily. Number four, do they belong to the Book a Month Club? Repeat, yes, they get a book monthly. Number five, does Millie weigh herself every morning? Repeat, yes, Millie weighs herself daily. Number six, do they eat at a restaurant every night? Repeat, no, they don't eat at a restaurant nightly. Now look at figure four. Listen to a paragraph, then write a title for it. You'll hear the paragraph twice. Listen.
Some people use plants for medication. There are some plants that are good to put on the skin when it is burned. The juice in the plants takes the pain out and keeps it from making a sore place. There are plants that are good for high blood pressure. People boil them and drink the water once or twice a day. This keeps the blood thin and lowers the blood pressure. There are teas that people drink for stomach problems and some that can calm you down when you are nervous. Many people grow their own plants and know just how to use each one for medicine.
Listen to the paragraph again.
Some people use plants for medication. There are some plants that are good to put on the skin when it is burned. The juice in the plants takes the pain out and keeps it from making a sore place. There are plants that are good for high blood pressure. People boil them and drink the water once or twice a day. This keeps the blood thin and lowers the blood pressure. There are teas that people drink for stomach problems and some that can calm you down when you are nervous. Many people grow their own plants and know just how to use each one for medicine.
Now write a title for the paragraph in Figure 4. One title might be Using Plants for Medication. Now listen to another paragraph.
The traffic in most large cities today is heavy all day long. There used to be certain hours when it was worse than others, but now it seems bad at all hours. It can be dangerous if drivers are changing from one lane to another and trying to get someplace faster. Driving too close to the car in front of you can also be very dangerous. If it stops suddenly, will you be able to stop? And will the car behind you stop? It is better to take a longer time to get where you're going, relax behind the wheel, and just go with the traffic, which you know will be bad.
Listen to the paragraph again.
The traffic in most large cities today is heavy all day long. There used to be certain hours when it was worse than others, but now it seems bad at all hours. It can be dangerous if drivers are changing from one lane to another and trying to get someplace faster. Driving too close to the car in front of you can also be very dangerous. If it stops suddenly, will you be able to stop? And will the car behind you stop? It is better to take a longer time to get where you're going. Relax behind the wheel and just go with the traffic, which you know will be bad.
Now write a title in Figure 4. A possible title might be Driving in Heavy Traffic. Figure 5. Listen to a sentence. Read the sentence in Figure 5 and write a third sentence like the example. Listen. Example. I know that door won't open. Repeat. I locked it myself. I myself locked it. Now listen and write. Number 1. Jim knows his car will run. Repeat. He himself fixed it. He fixed it himself. Number 2. Stella knows the cake is good. Repeat. She made it herself. She herself made it. Number 3. The instructor knew the class would quiet down. Repeat. He told them to himself. He himself told them to. Number 4. They knew the facts were correct. Repeat. They themselves examined the records. They examined the records themselves. Number 5. The nurse knew the patient was calm. Repeat. She had quieted him herself. She herself had quieted him. Look at Figure 6. Listen to a paragraph. Look at the words in Figure 5 as you hear the paragraph. Listen.
Swimming is a sport that is good exercise and fun too. But some people are frightened of the water and cannot swim. They get nervous, and this makes them unable to swim or even to enjoy being in the water. But old or young, they can learn not to be afraid in the water, and they can learn how to swim.
Listen as the paragraph is read again. Then use the words in Figure 5 and write the paragraph. Listen.
Swimming is a sport that is good exercise and fun too. But some people are frightened of the water and cannot swim. They get nervous, and this makes them unable to swim or even to enjoy being in the water. But old or young, they can learn not to be afraid in the water, and they can learn how to swim.
Now write the paragraph. Check what you have written as you hear the paragraph again.
Swimming is a sport that is good exercise and fun, too. But some people are frightened of the water and cannot swim. They get nervous, and this makes them unable to swim or even to enjoy being in the water. But old or young, they can learn not to be afraid in the water, and they can learn how to swim.
You can look at the paragraph on page 85. This is the end of tape 4D, book 15.